Is Amy Schumer a joke thief? We'll take a look at that in the second half of the podcast. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack. Conan O'Brien tweets, even though they're expanding the baseball playoffs from 10 to 12 teams, I still feel confident saying, sorry, Mets. Conan again, well, I've officially lived a long life because people are excited Germany's rearming. And one more from Conan. A friend of mine at a bar just overheard someone order a Conan O'Brien, which is whiskey with ginger ale. Conan adds, please let this catch on. It is a relatively quiet day in the neighborhood, so we'll start with Trevor Noah. He was talking about Kanye West again. Did you see the Grammys have banned Kanye from performing? Trevor is the host of this year's Grammys. On Twitter, Trevor Noah wrote, I said cancel Kanye, not cancel Kanye. Meanwhile, Jake Paul is trying to get Kanye West and Pete Davidson to box. He says his $60 million offer to get Kanye and Pete to take their beef to the boxing ring is not a publicity stunt. This from TMZ. Jake told TMZ, I'm kind of sick of them going back and forth on social media, and I think it's affecting the kids' lives, like Kanye and Kim's kids. They're going to be the ones that take the most trauma from this. Jake says his most valuable promotions will handle everything. As long as Pete and Kanye show up and do their thing in the ring, they'll get $30 million each and some pay-per-view bucks too. As for the money, Jake says that's no problem. He's already got financial backers involved, even though he didn't need them. I would watch that. I'm going to be honest. I would watch that, and that would probably get a bonus episode of the podcast. Can you guys fight in the ring? I'll watch. Pete and Kim were spotted at the airport. Apparently, Pete picked Kim up at the Van Nuys airport. She just landed in her private G650 jet. Some really lazy Google activity shows me a result that says the average hourly rental for the Gulfstream G650 is around $11,400 per hour. If you want to buy one, it's $67 million. So I'm going to guess she rented it for $11,500 an hour. Kim was coming back from Miami, so some more half-baked internet research shows me there are private jet clubs. I guess this one result says fly private $3,800 one way from New York to LA. So maybe she spent like $5,000 on that. Or did she fly from Miami to Van Nuys? Let's call it, I don't know, let's call it 4 hours at $11,500. Call it $50,000. Must be nice. Pete picked Kim up in a Mercedes, and he was greeted with a sweet kiss from his girl, says TMZ. It was one of those head-grabbing smooches, too, you know? Serious stuff. Eventually, they realized the paparazzi had seen them, and so they drove away. Stephen Colbert's got a new side gig. Pickleball is going primetime, says The Hollywood Reporter. I've got some adult friends who are playing this. I haven't fallen into this yet, but I'm sure I will. The increasingly popular racket sport, which combines elements of tennis, table tennis, and badminton, will be the focus of a comedic primetime special called Pickled. It'll air on CBS later this year. They don't know what the format will be yet, but there will be celebrity competitors. Colbert said, I love hosting The Late Show, but at the end of the day, and I'm specifically talking about the hours between 8 and 10 p.m. Eastern, I see Pickled as a chance to bring lots of different people together for something playful and unpredictable. Tom Segura has announced some more dates to his world tour, pre-sale Thursday at 10 a.m., the code Showtime. That tour is called Tom Segura, I'm Coming Everywhere. Vox talked to David Cross about cancel culture. Cross doesn't think it's a real thing. He said, we live in a capitalist society and that's how it works. If people aren't getting canceled, they're either getting their tickets refunded or trying to shame people from going to see somebody's live show. Who knows what kind of effect that'll have? Probably not very much. I don't know anybody that's not able to do stand-up anymore because they said something offensive. Obviously, there are people who have done some egregious things that have nothing to do with their comedy, and lots of people have made their feelings known about that. But if you say something extremely homophobic or misogynist or racist or anti-Semitic that can't be defended, people go, hey, that person's appearing on Apple TV or Netflix or whatever, let's boycott the sponsors, then that's their right. But nobody's not able to do stand-up. Maybe you can't sell out Madison Square Garden 8 shows in a row, but you're still going to get to do stand-up. Cross also talked to Vox about the polarization and capitalization of comedy audiences. Cross said, I think you see a lot more people doing that kind of thing. They're speaking to a consumer base and they're looking at it like that. It used to be back in the late 80s or early 90s, there was a kind of stigma around the comics who were just doing stand-up so they could get on a sitcom. That was a real thing. Other comics would recognize it immediately. Now there are people who are trying to backdoor into stand-up via other avenues so you get a podcast or something because that's where the money is. It's a 180 from where it used to be. People are getting a stand-up now for the money, so you get a lot of people with a foot in both worlds that are using stand-up specifically to build their base, to build their revenue streaming possibilities. Is Russell Brand the UK's Joe Rogan? Huh. This from LAD Bible or Lad Bible or however you say your website. I don't know. Lately, Russell Brand has been talking at length about Russia's invasion of Ukraine on his YouTube channel, telling his fans it may not be all that it seems over a series of posts. Russell Brand said people shouldn't just take the mainstream narrative as gospel and they should question things such as the U.S. involvement in starting the war. He also took an opportunity to dig at Canadian President Justin Trudeau over his handling of the truckers' protests earlier this year. He said, if the reason that this war is wrong is down to democratic principles, then you have to promote democracy in your own country. What you can't do is claim to be an exemplar of democracy if wherever you get the opportunity to be tyrannical, you take it. Also, you know, there's that pesky detail of invading a sovereign nation and bombing out their cities and killing children. You know, that Russell Brand, but whatever. One user said, people being surprised Russell Brand is basically Joe Rogan dressed as Jack Sparrow at a wellness retreat. Clearly haven't been paying attention. If you like what I do here, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. That's today's iced coffee. It is, as usual, a large iced coffee with caramel and milk. So if you go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, you throw $5 in the tip jar, I go to the National Donuts chain, and I get one of these. And I drink it. Is Amy Schumer a joke thief? That is today's question. So over the weekend, somebody put a TikTok on my radar, and I watched the TikTok, and I went, huh, interesting point of view from this other comedian. I shared that on the Facebook group, and I think I shared it on the Reddit as well. The Facebook group is Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. The Reddit is Daily Comedy News. So I started doing some research, and I'm seeing some articles from 2016, 2017. Now, I don't remember any of this, and I'll tell you why. If you're a relatively new listener, I ran SiriusXM Comedy from February 2004 to the beginning of February of 2014. Now, towards the end of my run at Sirius, I was finding watching comedy at home stressing me out. I always bring up this example. At that time, Louis C.K., remember we used to like him? He had the FX show and everybody was raving about him and calling him the next George Carlin. Remember that before we decided we didn't like him? Yep. So I'd watched that show, and I remember I'm watching it one night, and all right, I'm enjoying it, and then Jim Norton comes on, and my brain starts going, oh yeah, I gotta talk to Norton at work tomorrow, I gotta get him a voice this promo, and now I'm thinking about my boss, and now I'm stressed, and now I'm back at work, and it's 11 at night, and I'm just trying to watch TV, and I'm all stressed about Jim Norton, and so I kind of had started to back off watching comedy at home. Then once I broke up with Sirius, or they broke up with me, I kind of detoxed from comedy for a little bit. I remember being home the night Robin Williams died, and it's everything in my instinct to be like, oh, we got to do a tribute episode. Let's go live. And I was like, oh, I don't have to do anything about this. And I went back to playing video games. So I've got a little bit of hiatus in my comedy knowledge, and it's right around 2016, which is where this article from Vox came from. In 2016, Vox wrote, over a Martin Luther King Day weekend, three female comedians, Kathleen Madigan, who I know pretty well, Wendy Liebman, and Tammy Pescatelli, alleged through their Twitter accounts that Amy Schumer stole their jokes and presented them as her own. Interesting to me, the tweets were then deleted. Luckily, Refinery29 and other websites captured the messages. Tammy Pescatelli apparently tweeted and later deleted. What has always been amazing to me is she purports to be a feminist and yet only steals from other female comedians. If we call her on it, we're jealous, we're career shamed. Be successful. We want you to do well. Just do it with your own material. By the way, she blocked me. Madigan, Liebman, Pascatelli accused Schumer of stealing three different jokes, one from each of them. Since their initial allegations, two more, one involving Patrice O'Neill and the other involving the writers for Schumer's Comedy Central series, have both surfaced. Here's a rundown of the jokes. Madigan's joke is that Oprah's so rich she could hire someone to slap the food out of her hands. Schumer's joke is centered on a new weight loss program where a chef would slap the food out of your hands. And you'd belong to a gym where trainers would work while you sleep. Is there a similarity there? Yeah. Vox writes, Madigan's argument is more pointed with regard to Oprah's status and inequality in America. As I look at this, especially with Madigan's joke going first, I feel like Madigan's is the better version of the joke. If the order were reversed, I would feel like Amy stole a premise and made it better. But in this order, why would Amy steal a joke and downgrade it? That doesn't make sense to me. Case number two, Schumer versus Wendy Liebman. Liebman, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I like it when the guy pays for sex. Amy Schumer, I'm very old school. I think the guy should always pay on the first date for sex. Vox writes, the jokes are very, very similar. So there is a concept in comedy called parallel thinking. Not everyone is a joke thief. Case number three, Schumer versus Pescatelli. Tammy Pescatelli. Men, if we love you, we dress you for other women, too. That's why we dress you stupid. Schumer, you dress them like that so no one else wants to have sex with them. That's cool. Similar. Amy Schumer versus Patrice O'Neill. The two jokes involve sex acts called the Houdini and the Poltergeist. Schumer used to open for Patrice, who passed away in 2011. This article from 2016. O'Neill, There's the poltergeist, but you need your friend for this one. You're cleaning it up here. Having sex with her from behind, then you sneak out and he takes your place. Then you walk outside and wave at her through the window. Schumer. The worst one I've ever heard is the Houdini. It's where the guy's having sex with the girl from behind. Then unbeknownst to her, her friend subs in for him. Guy one runs outside, knocks on the window, waves to the girl, which is just rape. That's just rape. It's not fair to Houdini. That sounds like you took Patrice's joke and tagged onto it to me. From the Daily Beast in 2017, on Wednesday, a video surfaced accusing Amy Schumer of stealing jokes. Comparing her stand-up sketches and bits from Comedy Central's Inside Amy Schumer to similar jokes by other comics, including Wendy Liebman, Kathleen Madigan, Tammy Pascatelli, and the late Patrice O'Neill, the video was removed from Vimeo after Viacom claimed copyright infringement. Schumer went on Jim Norton's radio show and said, "I will take a polygraph test and put it on my show this season." She said she had never heard of any of the bits, and that both Kathleen and Wendy knew me, and they don't believe I would do that. Schumer said she didn't believe the accusations were personal, but that people build people up, then they like to rip them down because they're experiencing some success. Amy said she went on Norton's show because she wanted to clear her name. Quote, "Because more than anything, I want credibility as a comic. I don't think comedians can forgive joke stealing. I'm not going to become one of those people who's known for taking other people's jokes. I'm the fattest, ugliest monster with the stinkiest vagina. Keep writing that, but don't call me a joke thief." Amy Schumer is hosting the Oscars this weekend for some reason. She has revealed that her request to have Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky address the star-studded gathering was rejected. She said she wanted to have Zelensky speak at the Oscars because there are so many eyes on the Oscars, but the idea was turned down by the organizers. Amy said, "I'm not afraid to go there, but it's not me producing the Oscars." Afraid to go where? The whole world is like, yeah, don't invade Ukraine. What are you afraid of? Amy Schumer had a guy on talking about not bombing out cities. That's pretty edgy. What are you talking about? You don't think people are going to wear blue and yellow at this thing? Come on. What are you talking about? Amy said, "I think there's definitely pressure in one way to be like, this is vacation. Let people forget we just want to have this night." But it's like, well, we have so many eyes and ears on this show. Yeah, again, it's not like people aren't going to get up and slip in their causes to their acceptance speeches. What are you talking about? Who are the pro-invade Ukraine people? I can think of one guy and his name is Vladimir. Amy said, "The Oscars provide a great opportunity to at least comment on a couple of things." She told Drew Barrymore that some jokes that kind of highlight the sort of current condition. "I mean, there are so many awful things happening. It seems hard to focus on which one." I shared on the subreddit from the Kyiv Independent. Three comedians performed for about 100 viewers in one of the bomb shelters in Sumy, a regional capital in northern Ukraine, on March 19th. Imagine that. You're in a bomb shelter and people are still doing comedy. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or if you get your shows, see you tomorrow.